Chapter 23.
They showed up almost simultaneously on the scopes, the other of Card's fighter ships pursuing him from behind, and the Imperial Star Destroyer in orbit far overhead.
"I think," Luke called back to R2, "that we're in trouble."
The droid's reply was almost swallowed up in the roar as Luke gingerly eased the drive up as high as he dared. The strange fighter's handling wasn't even remotely like anything he'd ever flown before. Slightly reminiscent of the snowspeeders the Alliance had used on Hoth, but with the kind of sluggish response time that implied a great deal of armor and engine mass. With time, he was pretty sure he'd be able to master it, but time was something he was rapidly running out of. He risked a glance at the aft vision display. The other fighter was coming up fast, with no more than a minute or two now separating the two ships. Obviously, the pilot had far more experience with the craft than Luke had. That, or else such a fierce determination to recapture Luke that it completely overrode normal common sense caution. Either way, it meant Mara Jade. The fighter dipped a little too deep, scraping its ventral tail fin against the tops of the trees and drawing a sharp squeal of protest from R2. "Sorry," Luke called back, feeling a fresh surge of perspiration break out on his forehead as he again carefully eased the drive up a notch. Speaking of overriding common sense. But at the moment, sticking to the treetops was about the only option he had. The forest below, for some unknown reason, seemed to have a scattering or scrambling effect on sensor scans, both detection and navigational. Staying low forced his pursuer to stay low too, lest she lose visual contact with him against the mottled forest backdrop, and also at least partially hid him from the orbiting Star Destroyer. The Star Destroyer. Luke glanced at the image on his overhead scope, feeling his stomach tightened. At least he knew now who the company was Mara had mentioned. It looked like he'd gotten out just in the nick of time. On the other hand, perhaps the move to that storage shed implied that Card had decided not to sell him to the Imperials after all. It might be worth asking Card about someday, preferably from a great distance. Behind him, R2 suddenly trilled a warning. Luke jerked in his seat, eyes flickering across the scopes as he searched for the source of the trouble, and jerked again. There, directly above his dorsal tail fin and less than a ship's length away, was the other fighter. "Hang on!" Luke shouted at R2, clenching his teeth tightly together. His one chance now was to pull a dropkick Toeogryn turn, killing his forward momentum and loop rolling into another direction. Twisting the control stick with one hand, he jammed the throttle forward with the other. And abruptly, the cockpit canopy exploded into a slapping tangle of tree branches, and he was thrown hard against his restraints as the fighter spun and twisted and rolled out of control. The last thing he heard before the darkness took him was R2's shrill electronic scream.